Thank you very much, both of you, for agreeing to meet me this afternoon. Perhaps you could introduce yourselves and tell me what parts you're playing.
Okay, I'm Richard Fenwick, and I am playing Belle's father in this production.
And I'm Kirsty Smiley, and I'm playing Belle.
Perfect. Right, so perhaps we could start with you, Richard. I think we've seen you many times on the Overplayers stage, going back some considerable years. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about those early days.
Yes, that's right. I was one of the original members of the Overplayers when we started in 1984. So I think I've been in almost every production since then.
Wow.
So I've done a lot. Originally, I was often playing the Dame, but I also played some other key roles. I was Timothy in Salad Days, which was good. I played Scrooge in Christmas Carol.
I remember that, yes.
I think people say I was typecast in that one. But I've also been in the chorus many times, often hiding at the back because of my appalling singing and dancing.
Nice.
So I've had a lot of roles in the Overplayers.
But they also, they do so many other things, don't they?
Oh, they do, yes. Because we not only just put on a summer show and a Christmas pantomime, we've done lots of other things. We've done two overseas festivals, actually, over in the Czech Republic in the early days. But we haven't been back there for quite some time. but we've put on productions at old people's homes and the Histon Feast and... I can't remember the other place we went to, somewhere near Alcombe, to put on a show there. So we do a lot of other things, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not just the
production. And perhaps you're sort of thinking ahead, I believe you're thinking about a possibility of doing a play in a competition?
Yes, we've done competitions before, I think.
Yeah,
have you been in one?
Yes.
I don't think I'm not quite good enough to be in those productions, I don't think. But,
We've done drama festivals.
And I think probably we'll do some others.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, thank you very much, Richard. And Kirsty, so you're Belle in this production of Beauty and the Beast. Are you playing her like the typical princess, or are you giving her something extra?
She's quite an interesting character, I think. I've played a lot of princesses in the past. Talk about getting typecast. and a lot of them tend to be quite sort of simpering and pathetic, and they don't do very much. But no, she's actually quite a fun character to play, because she is quite feisty, and she has a lot to say for herself, which I really like about her.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Now, going back to these early days that Richard has hinted at, I believe that your very first... entry onto the stage of the Overplayers was at 2.5 years old?
Yes, yeah. I remember we talked about this last year in my last interview, but it's quite nice that we're now sitting here with Richard, who was the person on stage. So it was Mother Goose, and it was the audience participation, and all the kids were asked to run up on stage, and I came running up on stage while my sister hid underneath the chairs, asking nobody to let everybody know that I was connected to her. And... I wouldn't leave the stage. And I was there with Richard, and so Richard said, okay, should we do the song again, just you and me? And I said, yes, let's do that.
We never thought we were going to get off.
Continually just going to be standing there. Well, those early days have certainly led to something very special.
Well, it's nice. So. Richard's played my dad many times now, actually.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
I'm often your father.
That's good.
Well, this is wonderful. Thank you very much for giving us a little insight into how the Overplayers works. Thank you both of you.
Thank you.